say down around these parts, if it was me, I'd have hopped that westbound stage. Come on, little sister, get up from my knee. Gonna settle down someday in a town called Jubilee. Come on, brother Jay, break on out and break free. Gonna set things right and set up a house in a town called Jubilee. One last hallelujah, a little less sympathy. Lillian J, the old black dog, a pirate box, a rocking horse, all gone to Jubilee.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Voicemobile here at Tufts University, WMFO, Medford. And we'll be here for a couple of hours. Today is a special commemoration, which I didn't know about. I heard about it, I think, this morning. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day 2022. So I'm going to share with you a little bit from this post that I found. Said this special, we got into an ad. All right, we don't want the orthodontics ad. Oh my gosh. Okay, we had it and now it went away. There we go. All right. So, special day was launched at the United Nations by the World Health Organization and the International Network for the Prevention of Elder Abuse. So I did see it's defined by the United Nations as a single or repeated act or lack of appropriate action occurring within any relationship where there is an expectation of trust which causes harm or distress to an older person. It is often carried out by people close to the person, such as their family members or caretakers. Elder abuse can be physical, social, financial, psychological, or sexual in nature. It also includes mistreatment and neglect. According to World Health Organization, nearly one in six people over the age of 60 suffer from abuse, meaning nearly 141 million people globally are affected. That's really ridiculous. It's terrible. So, okay, I thought there was going to be a little bit more in here, but maybe not. The theme, building strong support for elders. Okay, here we go. As per the official website, WEAAD, that organization, coincides with two important events this year. The first event is the commencement of the United Nations Decade of Healthy Aging. It marks the beginning of 10 years of sustained collaboration with diverse stakeholders on helping older people, their families, and communities. The second event highlights the 20th milestone of the Second World Assembly on Aging. I didn't know any of this. This is fascinating. It also includes the fourth review and appraisal of the implementation of the Madrid International Plan of Action on Aging. These events will provide a chance to generate renewed momentum for action to advance the aging agenda. So they give the history. Let's see if they have some specific things that people can do. No, it doesn't look like it. That's interesting. They just get into all these other ads. Okay. Well, anyway, I just thought that was quite fascinating. And all these world days that, who knew about them? All right, so, of course, some of you, hopefully more than some of you, have watched the hearings, and if you have, I don't know, I mean, it's pretty, to my way of thinking, it's pretty damning evidence, but there are people who really just don't see that at all and think that their way of thinking is the right way to think. I don't know what the answer is, but there's going to be another hearing. I think probably more people are interested in the Celtics and the Red Sox. Not that that really affects anybody's life so much, but that's how it is, isn't it? All right, so storm season, we don't have to worry about that today, but it's emergency preparedness. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. That's always a good idea. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. Now, hopefully the decks are actually working today. We'll see what we got.
Am Israel Chai, Am Israel Chai. Kiatu ha-Hashem, azadani v'nichatuni, koi de shaze kin via safi khoize big shuma de baye ze koi so sein be koi sim khu aya ye ya koi de shaze kin via safi khoize big shuma de baye ze koi so sein be koi sim khu
aya ye khu so ki malay shalo isaini amit ya se Bakushu zayni, vehi yishla, v'masa yudayni, v'ruchu v'yatsluchu.
Ki yaptu shimchu Hashem
dei boy dei yoy lam bekinyon ashlim ashlim ze habinyon boy dei yoy lam bekinyon ashlim ashlim ze habinyon
ay 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 boy dei yoy lam bekinyon ashlim ashlim ze habinyon boy dei yoy lam bekinyon ashlim ze habinyon
Well, if you weren't up dancing, why not? I was. So that is music. It's from Mordechai Ben David, Mendy Yidel, and Werdiger. And from Special Moments with the Wedding Album. This is the time of weddings. Lots of people getting married. And it's a nice thing. So it was Bell's melody, and there's a particular affinity for that. That's my family, the Belz Rebbe, Hasidic dynasty, and that's on my father's side. So, there you have it. Very freilich, very joyful. So before that, here on WMFO Medford at Tufts University, we listened to Yehuda Glantz from his Gotta Dance, of course, and it was Kulu Tahor. Before that, Shlomo Bar, Midaber, from the Sidi Habrera HaTivit, and Midbar Midaber, the Desert Speaks Midaber, which is very interesting. I did take a workshop with Shlomo Bar when he came here from Israel quite a few years back. He was a brilliant singer and percussionist. I don't think he's touring at all anymore. He was a little bit older, but he's just a real master, very beloved in Israel. And so these words, Midbar Midaber, it's very interesting because my relative wrote a book, a sefer, called Midaber. Let's see, now I'm forgetting exactly how it goes. Midaber, the desert. Midbar, Midaber. Maybe it's actually Midbar, Midaber. The same thing? No, I'm mixing it up a little bit. It'll come to me. Anyway, it has the connotation of holy desert or holy words. And, of course, we know the desert was the place where the Torah, which is how we're supposed to live, that was given in the desert where nobody could claim it as their own. It was like a place of no ownership, just out in the desert. And that's where this heavenly revelation took place, Mount Sinai. And so the two religions that came out of Judaism, both Islam and Christianity, really their foundation is the Jewish tradition, the Torah. And so, very interesting how it all comes out. The desert speaks, the holy desert. So before that, we opened up with Moshe Kosovitsky, a voice from the past of the great cantors, the great singers. He did Hora, Yisrael, Chai, and I spelled it wrong, I think. No, I got it right. And it was from a CD called Am Yisrael Chai. All right, so I want to share with you, I've been doing that the last couple of shows because I have all these wonderful Kol Chevra books that are put out, and they were on the Yortz site on the anniversary of the passing of my Rebbe, my teacher, Shlomo Carlbach. This was the 19th Yortz site, and so this was Reb Shlomo in the 1982 war in Lebanon, the story of Gil Bashi by Natan Ophir Offenbacher. And actually, it's very interesting because Natan is now the official name, or Natan v'Shalom, or Nathaniel, given from God. That's the name of my new pussycat, Nathaniel. And he's quite the little character. He's very sweet. And I am so grateful to have that little presence, even though he's a little bit of a bandito. Of course, that's what cats do. They get into trouble. But he is really a joy. I'm going to take him to the vet on Friday. He hasn't been to the vet yet since I've owned him. He's scratching a little bit. I don't see any mites or fleas. I did a flea treatment, so I don't know if it's allergies, but, you know, I figure I better get him checked out and get his nails clipped at least one time with the vet, and then I'll try to do it after that. We'll see how that goes, but those of you who know that I was without a cat for 10 months, and this cat came to me from a rescue in Pennsylvania. A woman that I was friendly with and working with, she was friendly with the woman who does the cat rescues. They found this cat. They tracked him for about a year until they could actually trap him, neuter him, and then get him socialized. So, and then they brought him in the car with their four kids. She and her husband drove up from Pennsylvania, quite a schlep, and brought this wonderful little bundle to me. So that's the story of how I got my new cat. Okay, so, oh, did I lose that? Okay, I see what I did. All right, so here's this story. Operation Peace for the Galley. I think I need the glasses here. Okay. Or, in its Hebrew name, Mivtza Shalom HaGalil, began on June 6, 1982, when the IDF invaded southern Lebanon. In the third week of the war, Reb Shlomo Carlbach was brought to Sidon, Lebanon, to bolster the soldiers' morale. Below is an excerpt from a new biography of Reb Shlomo Carlbach, published by Urim Publications. On June 6, 1982, war broke out in Lebanon. In July, Reb Shlomo was brought to Sidon to raise the morale. Okay, we just got that. Gil Bashi's reserve paratrooper unit had just been mobilized and sent into battle. On June 12, 1982, our armed forces were ambushed in heavy fighting at the Syrian held town of Sultan Yaqub near the Bekaa Valley, and our unit was engaged to help them secure a new position. 18 IDF soldiers were killed. Ugh. Three soldiers, Yehuda Katz, Zachary Abomel, and Zvi Feldman, were captured. We were surrounded by enemy fire, but managed to open the road to enable an organized withdrawal. After the ceasefire with the Syrians, we made our way to the coast. There on the outskirts of Sidon, we were involved in heavy fighting at Ain al-Hiwa, the largest Palestinian refugee camp in Lebanon, with over 70,000 refugees. Somehow, Shlomo arrived smack in the middle of the third week of the war. The IDF was fighting toward Damour and the Beirut airport, pushing forward to Beirut via the Souf mountain range. There was constant danger, and snipers were all over. This was no place for civilians to visit, and yet Shlomo came to Sidon to be with us. I was so struck by everyone's reaction. I knew Shlomo as a kid and always thought of him as uniquely part of the New York Jewish scene, not here. It was incredible how all the non-religious soldiers ran to see Shlomo. He was theirs, too. He played and everyone sang and danced. Shlomo was just being his lovable self, engaging people and speaking in a reassuring way, concerned for our well-being, physically and spiritually. It was a great omen. I will always think of Shlomo as going where he was needed. Wherever Jews needed his love and strength, he was willing to travel. For me, as a new immigrant at a very scary moment in life, it was a powerful reminder of our special connection to Klal Yisrael. Well, there are many, many stories, but it's always interesting when you get an actual, you know, story of what was going on. All right, so let's see. Ah, now I'm not sure where, what track I want. I think it was this one. Yeah, this one.
קרבתך וקרבת הים גשלו את שנתי נשמת אפך נשבה מן הים ותחדור מלוכה אל ביתי וגלים בדוח ים עולים בביך ים למרומי אהבתי בואי קלה בירח אדום מול הים מפקד דמך בירח אדום מול הים דמי ודמך וגלים בדוח ים זועקים בביך ים את שמך, את שמך, את שמך קרבתך וקרבת הים גשלו את שנתי נשמת אפך נשבה מן הים ותחדור מלוכה אל ביתי וגלים בתוך ים זועקים בביך ים למרומי אהבתי
And I you are into. And are you dreaming like me? Then it's of you. So move right.
My number, you just got to call. and you know it's no trouble at all. You just call me and I'll be there right by your side. Yes, when those yesterdays and tomorrows just seem to be filled with pain and sorrow, that's when you call me and you feel me right by your side. Oh, so my friends, don't you wait, no, until it's too late. Oh, you just got to call me and you'll feel me right by your side. Gotta let out a deep sigh. Listen, I know all the heroes live this way. So when the days get too long and the night stops singing your song, that's when you call me and you'll feel me right by your side. Right by your side. Just got to call me and you'll feel me right by your side.
That was Laser Lloyd, By Your Side. And before that, Dwight and Nicole. Haven't seen them or heard from them in a long time. They actually had been up here at WMFO. It must be about 10 years ago. They used to perform at the old Johnny D's, which I miss. Noah and the String Quartet before that. He, Boe Kala. And that's with Noah and the Solo String Quartet. I think that brings us up to date. I think I spelled that wrong. I did. Okay. Let's see. Let's see if it'll let me correct this. Yeah, it did. Okay, good. All right, so I want to share something with you from Friends of the Earth Action. And the title is Stop Cruise Ship Corporations from Threatening Manatee Survival. All right, so the record number of manatee deaths are continuing, and they are asking for donations. So Florida manatees are continuing to die at alarming rates. So far, 575 manatees have died this year, and it could quickly become as catastrophic as last year, the deadliest year on record for these peaceful creatures, with over 1,100 dead. Big cruise corporations like Carnival Corp are carelessly contributing to their demise, destroying their habitats and leaving manatees starving to death as they struggle to survive. So they're trying to raise money. Cruise ships dumping polluted wastewater in manatee habitats have caused unsustainable damage to a critical food source, seagrass. Wastewater can trigger algae blooms so thick that they end up blocking the sunlight needed for the seagrass to grow. Now, with little food available and cruise season picking up, we could see manatee deaths continue to rise in the coming weeks. Cruise companies like Carnival Corporation have shown time and time again they have no problem with manatees dying as long as they can hit their bottom line, going so far as to hide their illegal dumping practices. Yet they are operating with blatant disregard for the damage they are doing to manatees and their ecosystems. So they're asking for donations, and you can go to their website, Friends of the Earth, info at friendsoftheearthaction.org. Or if you could just do Google Friends of the Earth Action, I think you'll find it if you are so inclined to do that. I had seen something about this actually on GBH, and seeing it visually is, you know, the algae bloom crowding out, you know, the sunlight, and then the their food doesn't, it can't grow. So everything affects everything else. I mean, it's just, you know, we've got to realize that we have a planet, and we're connected. So I don't know. What can I tell you? Let's, I've got corporations instead of corporations. Okay. All right, we can put that in there. I've got to fill in on this software what I'm doing here. So there you go. All right. We're WMFO Medford, WMFO at Tufts University, and this is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. All right.
Ah!